All right, welcome back to the Beast Gang podcast, and we're going to talk about the Gemini Man again, unfortunately. Matt, what did you think of Will Smith's and Ang Lee's Dead of the Year, the Gemini Man?
I actually like the movie. Will Smith is one of my...
Stop messing with me.
Did like the movie. It did have its plot holes here and there. CGI, holy crap, man. It seems like all their budget was towards the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
And then the end of the movie, they said, screw it. Let's stick with PlayStation graphics. Especially with, look at the CGI of even like Black Panther that came up, what, a year ago? Was it a year ago?
Yeah, that end sequence wasn't very good.
Just looking at the CGI, that was very distracting. As far as the prize at the end, I mean, I kind of figured that. It was very predictable.
No, I mean, it turned into a after-school special towards the end of the movie.
Yes, it did. I'm like, what am I watching? This is too much. The CGI at the end was gross to look at, one. And then two, I'm just like, kumbaya. It was good to watch for and it filled the time, did what it had to do. This isn't a movie I'd necessarily watch again, even though Will Smith is one of my favorite actors of all time.
Stop saying that.
You know. Could have been a lot better. Yeah, definitely could have been a lot better. I think there is the motorcycle scene, which I thought was pretty funny. As far as how they use it as a prop for fighting, kind of like using it like a boxing glove. But overall, I enjoyed it. Won't be watching it again, but I enjoyed the movie, despite the CGI flaws.
You're off the podcast. That's the Beast King podcast. Keith, you got any comments, Joe?
This is not a good film. To your point about the end, where it just came this like touchy-feely kumbaya moment, I don't understand what...
It was just out of place.
What was the point? No, there were so many better ways it could have gone.
You know what it kind of reminded me of? What was that Rock movie where the building caught on fire? The skyscraper?
Skyscraper, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. It kind of reminded me of that ending where I'm like, ugh, it's cheesy.
You know, I don't even remember the ending to that movie.
The second Equalizer movie turned into that as well. Well, I need to teach you something, as opposed to the first one where he was just unstoppable. This one turns into, well, let me tell you about life, son. Like, what the heck is this? Can't support this movie, and it's going to be my worst of the year because it is that bad. Maybe the only redeeming quality is the
Will Smith
is the technology behind it. But let me give you some stats about this movie.
All right, let's hear it.
How much do you think this movie cost to make?
$150 million.
About $200 million.
No, maybe. Matt's closest. $138 million.
$38 million.
Yeah, $138 million. How much do you think it grossed?
75 million.
I'll give it 40 million. I've heard some things.
All right. So domestically, $26 million.
Burn. Yeah. Will Smith stars.
Worldwide. Matt was close. 72 million. Will Smith has been in some bad movies. That's undeniable. Nobody can dispute that. And maybe Bad Boys might turn it around for him, but I guess Concussion. We talked about this on the podcast before, but for the past 10 years, Will Smith has been in bad movies.
Agreed. That one movie with the alien was terrible, or that LAPD, whatever, Blight, or I don't remember the name of them.
Yeah, what was it called? Bright. Yeah, Bright.
Yeah, Bright.
Yeah, I mean, that was
did terrible. Well with Netflix, so.
Well, it was nothing else to watch.
We were bored.
I think Keith made a comment that Will Smith doesn't know his own brand. He doesn't know his own lane for acting. I mean, I understand he's trying different things, and he has done that throughout his career. That would be the only positive thing you would hear from me. He's not a great actor, and he needs to stop trying. Maybe he needs to go back to TV, the best format for him, because you get that in short spurts, and it's not a whole hour and a half, two-hour movie.
Meddling too much in scripts. Back off and trust the process and trust whoever it is dealing with it.
Well, it was Ang Lee.
He's a visionary most of the times. Is this one? I don't know about that.
No, that little touch at the end with him like...
Basically a dad.
become a dad to his clone.
A blended family.
And none of that, Mike, I think the point I made in the original podcast, and Matt, you can tell me if you agree or not, but the clone's attitude was off. The clone's attitude was like that of an old man.
Yeah.
I mean, he should have
been a little bit more
be emotionless,
arrogant.
And I'm going to talk
exactly.
About this.
Yeah, there you go. So Will Smith should have looked at the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and Ang Lee should have actually told him to act like that. He should have gone back to the free, but that this is what the young clone should be like. Channel you from when you were doing Men in Black.
Yep.
First Men in Black movie. That would have been actually very interesting. Then it would have shown how a person grows. Like, everybody wants to meet their young and dumb self at some point and slap some sense into them.
Well, that I would have put it into the context, because I think the original podcast, you were talking about born versus bred, and like, if
right.
you have two people that, let's say they're separated at birth, one twin goes to one family, another twin goes to one family.
Mm-hmm.
How do they turn out? So for this, no difference between the two of them, other than the clone had this unnecessary willingness to say, I'm going to kill you, old man. For what reason? Because Clive Owen told you to do it? And then all of a sudden, you're supposed to be having this moral dilemma, which is underdeveloped, about, oh, he looks like me, but I'm going to kill you, old man. Which one is it?
I mean, there was no development into that. I think most of us would have that, the reaction to want to get rid of your older or even younger self if they don't live up to what you think. Like, the older you looking at your younger self would want to just grab him by the scruff of the neck and be like, dude, wake up. Younger you looking at your older self was like, I need to erase that. That's a mess. Even though the plot was, it was actually relatable, that thought in their head about what would you do if your younger self saw what you were like older, like, or you've dreamt about what your life would be like 20 years from now, and to actually see the effects of that. There were so many ways it could have gone. Then they didn't turn it into a simplified action movie. They ended up turning it into some feel-good thing. I mean, there was way too much talking for it to be an action movie. When they did talk, they weren't talking about anything.
Mary Elizabeth Winstead, who was just like, oh, well, you seem okay. Even though I'm working for the people that were trying to kill you.
You are me. Me is you. I mean, you're me. You are me. They said that shit like 20 times in the movie. I was like, oh my God.
It was just like Mary Elizabeth Winstead just felt out of place. I mean, it's like they didn't want to turn it into a romance. So it's just like any other action movie or any older action movie. You don't give her any position to solidify herself other than carrying her around from place to place for no apparent reason. Could have been let go after the first action scene.
I would have shot myself. You guys wouldn't have done that?
I would have smacked some sense into myself and been like, dude, you need to do this.
There's not much to say about this movie. But the thing was that the Joker beat this movie last weekend.
Well, that's because the hype on that Joker. No, no, no.
You see how people feel about Will Smith and his charisma. So, Matt, being the Will Smith fanboy that you are, what score would you give the Jim?
I'm proud of it.
Stop messing with me.
I'd give it a 6. Watchable, definitely, but something you probably wouldn't watch again.
I don't see it.
Solid 6 out of 10.
I really don't see it, but. Again,
Will Smith for life.
I gave it a 1. You guess everybody
like
else?
Like Assassin's Creed 1?
Yeah. God, I forgot about that movie. That was bad.
Was it as bad as Assassin's Creed? No, I don't think it was that bad.
I mean, Assassin's Creed is terrible.
This movie were good.
Yeah, I gave Assassin's Creed a 0. So,
okay.
Gemini Man got a 1. So, yes, it is better than Assassin's Creed. Everyone else on the Beast Gang gave it below a 5. Will Smith, you ruined Aladdin. You ruined that movie. And that's the Beast Game Podcast.